Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And we welcome you into another week and another episode here at the Locked On Stars podcast. This episode brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order of Built Bars. Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined as always by my co-host, Kenneth Nash. It's Monday. Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away. Kenneth, the end of 2020 is less than 7 weeks away. And, you know, here we are. We had a nice sports-filled weekend, Kenneth. We had the Masters. You had lots of good NFL games on. You had some good college games here and there. But overall, it's nice to be back with you, Kenneth. It's nice to be back here on Monday. It's nice to have more NHL content to talk about.
Yeah, it's NBA drafts this week. NBA trades opened up today.
Chris Paul going to the Suns. You heard it here first. Then, of course, or maybe not first, Chris Paul to the Suns. You heard it here first.
In the world of the NHL, obviously we got the reverse retro drop this morning. So
oh my!
The content keeps it coming.
The hockey gods continue to shine down on us, Kenneth, and I'm so grateful for it. Also, you know, I think we ought to mention this, Kent, before we dive in. Just a quick note. Locked On Stars, if you've been with us for the last few months, you've known that we've had a lot of success on the NHL channel in terms of listenership and in terms of, you know, following. And we continue to see that steady success. And so that is a testament to just how great y'all are as our listeners and as our followers, how dedicated y'all are. We cannot thank you enough for continuing to tune in, continuing to follow, promote us. You know, a little bit of everything, even in the dog days of the offseason that we're in right now. So, Kenneth, would you like to thank our great listeners as well?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, to the listeners, not to me. I thought you were thanking me for giving you the platform to thank them. But all that aside, let's move on to the big topic at hand, the big news in the NHL this morning. I think it was, what time was it, Kenneth? 9 a.m. this morning? 9 a.m., I believe,
it was early,
9 a.m., I think, Central Time. The NHL officially released, you know, after a week, 6 or 7 days of teasing, the NHL finally released all 31 of the reverse retro jerseys. Kenneth and I spent the majority of last week, or at least one or two episodes, talking about them. You know, every team got a little sneak peek, every team got a little snippet. They went division by division starting on Thursday. Kenneth, we did not get to talk about the Stars sneak peek that came out on Saturday with the Central Division, but now we have the full jersey to talk about. It's here. It's live. We've seen it. We've seen all 31 jerseys, Kenneth. Kind of like the Nike color rush in the NFL. This is a special theme for Adidas and the NHL to rock, kind of go back to the roots, rock some of the historical looks from these franchises, from these cities. And now we have all 31, and including the Dallas Stars. So we have to talk about all of them, but obviously this is the Locked On Stars podcast, so we need to talk about the Stars reverse retro jersey. And Kenneth, at first glance, what are our initial thoughts?
So we talked last week about ideas and concepts that were floating around for the Stars reverse retro. Yep. You know, whether they would go with kind of the star jerseys, outline jerseys, or where they would go with more of the other jerseys they wore during that 99-2000 ish time period.
And we knew it would be white,
the solid white with the black shoulders.
That's all
and that kind of stuff. They did go with the star design, and I think the general consensus is that they're a little bit underwhelming.
Uh-huh.
In terms of how they look, for those of you, if you haven't seen them, go look them up. They're really easy to find, so you can kind of follow along and see what
find
we're talking
them
about. But obviously, it's going to be it's the white top, white with the star outline with a green outline on top, and then black underneath, white bottoms, and then it's got the green numbers outlined in white, outlined in black. with a green star logo in the center, the old Stars, Dallas Stars logo with green star outlined in silver, Stars written in silver, and then Dallas written in green across the front. And they'll pair it up with white shorts with green and black piping with Dallas written on the side, a white helmet, and white gloves. Lots of white. You could go the route of, I think Sean Shapiro liking them as Stormtroopers.
Yep.
They're kind of look sort of like marshmallows.
Yep.
When they've got the pads and everything on.
Yep.
It is a lot of white.
It's a lot.
If we're just talking about the jersey, just focus on the jersey. I think it looks good. It doesn't look bad.
No.
It is a little underwhelming, though. But I think there's some reason for that, and we can kind of talk about that. But I think there's some reason why we got what we got. I think the Stars were, frankly, a little bit handcuffed in what they were able to do with this design.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Saad Youssef from The Athletic put out a poll shortly after the jersey came out and said, how are we feeling about the Stars reverse retro jerseys? His four categories were love it, like it, eh, and hate it. The lead vote getter right now, Kenneth, about 450 total votes, eh, is the lead vote getter at 38.5%, which I think seems pretty fair after you read some of the comments on the Stars tweets when they released, on the NHL's tweets, on the Adidas tweets, whatever profile you were looking at, whatever account. And is the leader at 38.5. Like it is actually second place, Kenneth, with 29.5%. Love it's in third place at 19.3%. And hate it is in last with 12.7%. So I think you're spot on, Kenneth, when you're saying it's not bad. The majority of the fan base does not hate it, but the majority of the fan base also doesn't love it. They're kind of just in the middle. It's kind of like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're talking, it seems kind of like a 6, somewhere around there. Like a 6, 6.5, something like that, kind of in the middle, 5 to 6 range.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's a little underwhelming, and I think with a tweak here and there, I think it could have been a really, really cool looking jersey, and uniform. But that being said, like I said, I think they were a little handcuffed. I'll save that kind of discussion for the B block. I'll tell all of you people that hate it, I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Oh, that's here
what
we
a
go.
Tease that is.
Yeah. Okay, I like this. Teasing,
but as
anger.
A whole, you know, it's hard because we've gotten, you know, I think the Stars, their two main jersey options were already solid.
Yep.
Then we're only a year removed from the Winter Classics, which are phenomenal, the best jerseys they've had.
Fantastic. I mean,
they're phenomenal, and then you get the Blackouts, which are good. So the bar was high, especially talking about the Winter Classics.
Right.
And then the Blackout jerseys were solid, so the bar and expectations were high, and I think they kind of missed the mark. I wouldn't consider them one of the top 10, you know, reverse retros out there, but I think they're middle of the pack pretty safely. And I think some of the inspiration behind them is what makes them sort of unique and interesting as well. But as always, we're gonna save that for the B block. Let's tease it
of
up.
Of course, I love
and save
that.
That for B.
Well, I will throw in my 2 cents. I think that Kenneth, I'm kind of on your path and kind of on the majority of Stars fans' wavelength when I say that it's definitely not my favorite jersey that the Stars have. I think it was Matt DeFranks, Kenneth, who tweeted out, yes, so Matt DeFranks from the Dallas Morning News tweeted out a picture of the four primary jerseys that the Stars have now. Their home and away, the Winter Classic, the Blackout jersey, and now the Reverse Retro. And he asked people to rank them in the comments. He's got over 110 comments at the time we are recording this, including 64 quote tweets. And the majority, if you're just a quick scan down, the majority, number one, is the Winter Classic, which I agree with. I don't think you can beat the Winter Classic because the jersey itself is great, Kenneth, but the whole ensemble, when you're talking about helmet, gloves, pants, socks, jersey, everything combined, that jersey just hit like nobody's business. And of course, I've heard that this reverse retro is going to be kind of like the Winter Classic where they only have a limited supply. So if you want one, you better be getting one quickly. I saw Victory Club gets a pre-sale on Tuesday at 10 a.m. and then the general public pre-sale starts on Wednesday. The press release from Adidas said that December 1st, they will officially go on sale for all 31 teams. So a new jersey, Kent, the second new jersey in the past 3 weeks for the Dallas Stars. So We love it. It's good content. It's good news. And it's a fun thing to talk about and debate over with the Stars community. So we got plenty more to talk about on the Dallas Stars reverse retro jerseys, as well as the other 30 NHL teams and their new jerseys as well. We'll dig into all that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we get back to the reverse retro launch, Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. And if you need a little bit of a boost to get through your day, maybe you need to pick up a little energy, look to a Built Bar. They've got good protein. They've got high protein, high fiber, low calorie, low sugar. They've got 18 amazing flavors, and these bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and they're soft and easy to chew. If you're a health conscious guy and you're looking to lose or maintain weight, but you want to indulge a little bit in a treat, look no further than Built Bar. One of their original flavors, banana nut bread, that is the favorite here at the Locked On Stars podcast. They've got plenty of other great flavors, including their six new ones, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. These bars are, let's just face it, they're amazing. They're unbelievable. Let's look at the cookies and cream bar. One of their new flavors, cookies and cream, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. That's for a bar that's covered in 100% chocolate. Right now, our listeners can go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off your next order. It's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
And we're back here on this Monday edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you're all doing well, staying safe, staying healthy, and forming your opinions on the new reverse retro jerseys that were released across the NHL on Monday morning. Kenneth, we're back here. We've got some more to talk about. And, you know, when you're looking at these jerseys and you're looking at all 31, there is a common theme, and that was the theme that Adidas was shooting for, in the fact that actually the press release states it pretty plainly. The Adidas reverse retro program creates a new formula to showcase the passion of the fans. The overarching design theme during Adidas' two-year-long process, so this was going on for 2 years, Kenneth, was to mine each team's jersey archive and team colors, remixing them to create something new and never seen before. With that in mind, Adidas created uniquely distinct and desirable jerseys that incorporated inverted team colors. So we talked about that, Kenneth. There was there was two qualifications for these jerseys. You had to go retro and pull something from the history, whether that was from the franchise or from the city, but you also had to reverse that look. You had to reverse whether it was the colors, whether it was the logo, whatever the case may be. And the Stars did that. They got the white jerseys instead of the greens, and they got the victory green color instead of the normal kind of darker shade of green. And it turned out into something that, as we've said, seems to be kind of most fans has them on the fence about whether they really love it or whether they're more just indifferent to it.
Yeah, the Stars, I think, more than most teams really embraced those two qualifications, the reversal and the retro. Obviously, the retro is harkening back to the 99 Cup winning team, and the graphic that was kind of put out alongside the full body uniform was of Mike Modano holding the Stanley Cup in the green and black jerseys that they won the cup in 99. So that was the retro part of it. And then the reversal part of it was they took that jersey, and not only did they reverse bits of it, they literally reversed almost the entire thing. Now, they did take out the gold. They did not incorporate any of the gold, which would have made it a true, true reversal. But if you look at it, and this is why I think some people are judging it unfairly, is because I think a lot of people think the inspiration is taking the white top with the green bottom, and it was supposed to be reversal of that.
Right.
It's not. It's a reversal of the green top with the black bottom on the jersey. And what they did was they took the line, they took the star outline, which was white and gold, and basically that became the predominant part of the jersey. And because they didn't bring gold back, it's all white. And then they took the green and the black, and they made those the outline, the green on top, black on the bottom. You look at the shorts for that cup run, they had black shorts with green piping with Dallas in gold. You look at what they're going to wear this year, it's going to be white shorts with black and green piping with Dallas, and it looks like green. So they really took everything, and basically everything that was black and green, they made it white. Everything that was white and gold, they made it black and green. And so that was why you ended up with what you got. And I think they were I think they were limited in what they could do. And that's why I think I give them, maybe I give them a little bit of a pass. I don't know, because it was underwhelming. Because I think if you go through, they've already got now really two jerseys, technically, I mean, you could argue three jerseys that are predominantly colored tops. They've got their victory green home sweaters. They've got the blackouts. And then you could make an argument, although they won't wear them, the Winter Classic jerseys are obviously also green.
Right.
So they weren't going to do another predominantly green or black sweater. Yeah. They just weren't. That doesn't make sense to have three, you know, predominantly colored sweaters with one white sweater. They weren't going to do that. And then you look at the rest of the league, and Joshua counted them up. There are 10 predominantly white or light gray jerseys in the reverse retro release, 20 that are predominantly colored, and then the Winnipeg Jets, whatever they were doing, is kind of floating
in between.
We'll talk
about that in a minute.
Dark gray,
yep.
The dark gray. But so I think the NHL and Adidas, they weren't going to do everybody. Not everybody was going to have a colored, you know, uniform. And not everybody.
Right.
So it's, as a whole, I think the Stars were kind of handcuffed in that it had to be predominantly white. And I don't think if they'd done the predominantly white with the green bottom, that's not really a reversal. That's just a retro jersey, right?
Right.
So I think that's why we ended up with the all white. They tried to make it. They tried to really kind of buy into the reversal and the retro part of it. And that's what we got. And that's why I'm okay with it. I think they were pretty limited on what they were able to do. And I think when you look at the inspiration for it and the fact that they went full steam ahead on you know, recreating that jersey in a reversal way, I think it looks pretty good. Yeah, I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people were quarreling about not having the bottom underneath the star outline having a different shade, whether it was green, whether it was black down there. But I do think that in a way, Kenneth, this certainly is reverse and it's retro, but it makes the jersey just a little more unique. And, you know, if you have a bone to pick with this jersey, you can talk to the committee that helped design this sweater, Ken. It was the exact same committee that designed the blackout jersey. So that was owner Tom Gilardi, you know, Daryl Ray, Razor, the color analyst on Fox Sports Southwest, senior vice president of marketing Dan Stuckel, creative director Jeff Neal, and merchandise director Chris Smith. So they've been busy, Kenneth. They've created two new jerseys over the past couple of weeks, or that have been released over the past couple of weeks. But Dan Stuckel was actually telling Saad Youssef on The Athletic that the whole design process was different in this regard because Adidas set the design guideposts for us, where on the other two jerseys, the Winter Classic and the Blackout, the Stars kind of had free reign to go whichever direction they wanted. So this, the guideposts, of course, where it has to be drawing back from one of the past jerseys, and they didn't want to do anything with the North Stars, even though that is the Stars franchise. They didn't want to go to Minnesota, back to Minnesota roots, considering they never wore those jerseys down here in Dallas. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Wild did go that route, Ken. They did pull from the North Stars. And so they have that light green and gold combo up there for the Wild on a primary white jersey. But I think at the end of the day, Kenneth, it's a unique look. And I know all 31 teams got a unique look with this. Well, at least most of the 31. We'll talk about the New York Islanders. We'll talk about the Edmonton Oilers in a few minutes. But for this Stars jersey, Ken, I know it's a lot of white. But at the same time, it may be, you know, that Stormtrooper. It may be that marshmallow kind of aspect. But I have no doubt that these jerseys are going to sell pretty well, because there's a difference between the whole ensemble, maybe having a quarrel with that, versus just the jersey, which I think the jersey is pretty unique. And honestly, I think it is cool in a sense. And I'm going to give it, Kenneth, you and I are going to give it the ratings. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 6.8 to start. And once we see it on the ice, we'll maybe, you know, maneuver the rankings. They don't know how many times they're going to wear this yet. They initially had a plan, but now that we don't know how many games the season's going to be, don't know how many times they'll wear it, but the Adidas press release did say that each team will wear them in multiple games during the 2020-2021 season, with special head-to-head matchups featuring exciting and renewed rivalries, both old and new, that the league will announce at a later date. So potentially, you know, Kenneth, we think the Predators might be one where they wear them, the Blues might be one, but overall, it should be a cool clash of colors and cool clash of designs. What are your thoughts on it? Let's hear the rating. Let's hear it.
I'm going to give it a 6.5, 7.
And 6.75?
Yeah, we'll give 6.75, which I think, what did I give the blackouts?
I think you started at like a 6.3, but then you moved up to like a 7.2 or something like that. I don't remember. Yeah.
I think I like the tops better than the blackouts. I think what they could have done differently that would have made it better in my mind, don't do white gloves, don't do a white helmet, don't do white shorts. I think that would have done it better for me. Even if they didn't reverse the shorts, or they went with the classic, the black shorts, or if they went in black helmet, black gloves, if they went green. I don't know what the limitations
were.
Like, we don't know. We don't
kinda
know.
Cool. I feel like
that's
green
what
shorts
I'm thinking.
Would be kind of cool. But yeah,
if they had done the green shorts with black piping and Dallas and white, you know,
right,
something to just give it a little bit of color, then I think it would have made the jerseys really kind of pop and stand out a little bit. Altogether, it kind of looks, it's a little too much white, frankly. But I think there's a couple of tweaks they could have made to make it a little bit higher in my book. I think as a whole, I think the sweater, the actual jersey part, is going to look really good off the ice for fans wearing it with, you know, blue jeans or, you know, shorts or something. I think it's going to look really good because it is a unique kind of modern but yet retro look. It's just altogether, I don't love it altogether at this point. And the fact, you know, the way they could have avoided all of this is bringing gold back into it. But I think they wanted to stick with today's color scheme and the retro look,
right,
which is what we saw a lot of teams do. And so that's why I don't think they brought gold back into the fold. That would have given them another option to kind of, you know, add some accents here and there. But at the end of the day, I think the tops look really good. I don't love it altogether. I'll give you two separate scores. We got to go to break.
Yes.
I'll give the top a 7. And I'll give the whole thing together a 6.
Okay.
But I think that's where I'm
at. I think that's pretty fair. And also, we didn't even mention this, Kenneth, though, but besides the star outline with the green and black, at the bottom you have the old Stars logo. That's the ST, and then the A's made up of the top point of the star. Did you mention this already?
I did. The roles are reversed.
Wow.
I did mention
it. It's reverse retro, Kenneth. Look at this. I'm not listening to you now. But we also, did you mention the shoulder patches, the Texas Star shoulder patches?
I don't think
Texas
I did. I did
outline.
Not mention the shoulder patches.
So the old patches from the early 2000s, those old Texas outline stars, but it's all with a victory green concept here, and the victory green C on the chest for Jamie Benn, and obviously the victory green numbers like you mentioned, Kenneth. I remember you mentioning that, but it's a cool twist, and I think overall, maybe it'll even look cooler once they're on the ice. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait, but for now, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other 30, because there's a lot to dig into with the rest of the league's reverse retro. Some good, some not so good. But we'll get to that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment. And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, wrapping up this Monday episode, talking about the big news in the NHL. Of course, the NBA's got free agency and the draft happening this week. NFL is mid-season right now. Kenneth, college football's varying degrees of mid-season or late season or early season. And then we've got the NHL saying, let's release some cool jerseys. Let's release some dope jerseys. So here we are with these 31 new jerseys that came out on Monday morning. It was a two-year project, Kenneth, to start up the reverse retro. All 31 teams getting a chance to make a new jersey, Kenneth, that pays homage to an era in their hockey history, whether it was the franchise's hockey history or the city's hockey history. Of course, Vegas Golden Knights don't have much of a franchise history, but they have city history, so we'll get to their jerseys in a minute. Stars pulling back to the 1999 jerseys, Kenneth, the ones they won the Stanley Cup in. If you look up any pictures of Mike Modano, Brett Hull, Eddie Belfour lifting the cup, you're going to see those jerseys. That's what they were pulling from with these, albeit primarily white, and not even primarily, Kenneth, predominantly white uniforms, ensembles. But then there's 30 others that we have to dig into. And so, Kenneth, I think what would be best is we have the same article pulled up on news.sportslogos.net that's in alphabetical order showing it's all 31. Let's dive in and let's have a quick, like, 30-second blurb on each team going with a hit or miss. On, do you think that it was a hit, miss, or eh? If you're kind of indifferent, or if you really love it or really don't love it, let's see our reactions. And please, for our fans that are listening, our listeners, please let us know what you thought about the Stars jerseys in the comments on Twitter, or on iTunes, Apple Podcasts with a review. Let us know what you thought about their jerseys, the rest of the NHL's jerseys. But Kenneth, let's dive in. Anaheim Ducks. Now, before we get into the Anaheim Ducks, I just want to say, The home run ball that the Pacific Division hit, in my opinion, has still not landed yet since this morning when they dropped these eight jerseys. That's all I'm going to say, but we'll look at the Pacific Division throughout here. But Anaheim Ducks, the Wild Wing jerseys back. Kenneth, your thoughts?
I think it's a miss. I don't like the color. Ooh. I don't like the white design on the white jersey.
Okay.
It just because of all the white and it just doesn't. It doesn't look right, and it proportionally doesn't look right. I think it's a miss. I think the concept isn't bad, but I think they kind of whiffed on the execution.
I'm saying hit just because I love the Wild Wing, and I know they had to flip the colors around. I know what you're talking about with kind of the white logo on the primary white jersey, but the font is amazing. The color scheme is awesome. Really ties back to the roots. And by the way, if you're wanting to follow along and you haven't seen all the jerseys yet, pull up this story on news.sportslogos.net. NHL and Adidas unveil reverse retro jerseys for all 31 teams. That's where we are, so you can follow along. Next up, Kenneth, Arizona Coyotes, the other Pacific Division team that I thought was a major hit. Love the jersey, love the color scheme. They went totally off the mark with purple off the radar, but I think that's awesome. It kind of ties into the Phoenix Suns. The bottom outline with the skyline of the desert, and then obviously the Kachina logo on the center crest is, I think it's a major hit.
Yeah, I think this one is a hit. I think it's very 90s. It's very Phoenix, Arizona. I think there's something to be said when it ties into another franchise too,
yeah,
in a weird way. It wasn't necessarily intentional,
right,
but they, you know, when you're talking about cross marketing and you're able to cross market this to Phoenix Suns fans as well. Yeah, I think this is a hit. This is probably one of my favorites. This is probably a top five for me.
I would say so. I would agree with that assessment. You could then go on to the Boston Bruins. I think it's a hit just because it's a classic look, Kenneth. It goes obviously back to their history, but they change up the black to go to yellow. They've got the bear on the shoulder pads. I think it's a big hit.
Yeah, I think it's a hit, and I think honestly this should be a permanent look for them moving forward.
Yeah.
I think as an alternate jersey, I think it's very recognizable in the color scheme. It's very, you know, there's no doubt about who what team that
yep.
is, but at the same time, it's something different. It's a little bit of flair. And, yeah, I think they should move forward with this as a permanent alternate.
Yeah, and I think also, Kenneth, when you're an original six team, it's pretty easy to not miss, I think, when you have a century's worth of uniforms to hit on.
Yeah, I don't think very many miss.
Yeah, and it's a pretty simple look, but it hits the spot. Now, Kenneth, Buffalo Sabres, what do we think?
I agree
with
tell
that.
You why.
Yep.
It's a hit if they don't have the Buffalo down around the bottom ring. If they just rolled with everything else and they just had a giant blue stripe with yellow, the two yellow, you know, parallel stripes on the outside of it, I'd have said yes. But the Buffalo at the bottom is weird for me.
Yeah,
I get that it was part of the inspiration. It was
yeah,
that was on
the from
inspiration.
The early 2000s.
I'd have just done away with that,
yeah,
and then I think it's a hit. But for me, it's an eh. Just because of that.
Yeah, you brought the Buffalo over from the red jersey. That's always going to be interesting when you're sticking to the white, gold, and blue look that the Buffalo Sabres now rock. So that's an interesting one. Calgary Flames, I think we are both probably going to agree on this is a major hit with Blasty.
Yeah, it's definitely a hit, and I like it better than the inspirational ones, and that's rare that I'm going to say that, but I think getting rid of some of the extra red and having predominantly black really makes the logo stand out. It makes the other color stand out. Yeah, this is a hit. This is probably another top five for
absolutely
me.
Blasty with the flames coming out of the nostrils, the horse, primary black jersey with red and gold piping. That's an awesome jersey. Carolina Hurricanes now, Kenneth, they're going all the way back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s when they weren't even in Carolina. The Hartford Whalers look, Kenneth. What do we think?
I really like the jersey, but I'm going to go, and here's
too.
Why. What does it have to do with, I mean, I get it's a franchise Carolina Hurricanes thing.
Right.
But it has nothing to do with, like, it doesn't modernize. There's no distinguishing trait
about a hurricane.
Of Carolina Hurricanes.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And that's what a lot of the fans were saying when I was reading the comments on their page. They were like, stop trying to force the Whalers kind of thing. We want our own. This is, it'd be like the Stars going to the North Stars. Like, it's.
I think if they had adopted the Whalers look with the Carolina colors, like we saw
right.
a lot of teams do, I'd have said hit because I think it's such a, the Whalers are such a recognizable
right.
logo.
But this is just
but
a
because
Whalers.
They just basically.
Yeah.
They basically made an updated throwback Whalers jersey, exactly. And that's why it's kind of an
for me. And it's gray instead of white. Moving on to Chicago Blackhawks, Kenneth, I think. What do you think?
I mean, black and red and white, it's always going to go together. Right. But
and the old logo.
If you would say, if you had not told me this was a reverse retro, I'm not sure I could have told you that they don't already wear this sweater.
Right, I totally agree. Yeah, and it's kind of just, it's kind of plain, but for sure. Avalanche, Kenneth, going back to the Quebec Nordiques, I think that's a hit. Big hit.
Yeah, and this is what Carolina should have done. They wanted to go to Whalers. Take all of the visual imagery and then put your colors on it. I'm a big fan of the Avalanche. This is another top five.
Yep, Nordiques logo is the Avalanche primary colors, the fleur-de-lis at the bottom, I think big hit. Also, Kenneth, I'm gonna say it, Blue Jackets I think are a really big hit. I know you're I love it though.
I think I'm gonna go miss. I'm not a huge fan of this. The colors just feel awkward to me. I don't know why.
I think
it feels awkward. I think that logo looks weird on red.
Personally. It is their first primary red jersey, but it's going back to their roots from the beginning of their early days of their franchise with the old logo. I love the stars on the cuff. I think that's a unique touch also. I go hit there. We already talked about the stars. Red Wings, Kenneth, I was reading the comments. People were saying, wow, nice that we have new practice jerseys.
Miss. Yeah, it's a miss. Get it out of
And I know Detroit has never tried to be over the top with any of their jerseys, from Winter Classic to their primary homes in a ways, because they want to stick to their history and tradition. But literally, they took their away jersey and threw some green stripe or some gray stripes on it. Silver stripes.
Yeah, my qualm with this is either you need more silver or no silver.
Right.
Just having the three silver stripes just looks weird. Either have more or have none.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's my take on that.
Yeah, kind of a simple look. Oilers, Kenneth, it looks a lot like their regular jerseys. There's a couple different small features, but for the most part, I'm just going to say because it's kind of just a normal jersey.
Yeah, the Oilers are one of those teams, it's hard to retro their looks because they don't have, you know, necessarily many recognizable logo changes or anything. So they just inverted a lot of the colors. It's a good-looking jersey, but similar to the Blackhawks. If you hadn't told me it was a reverse retro, I'm not sure I could have told you they don't already have this in their jersey selection.
Right,
so
and the numbers and lettering are orange instead of, I think, the regular blue on their jersey. But regardless, moving on, Florida Panthers, I think it's a big hit, and solely because of those shoulder patches, Kenneth. The palm tree and hockey stick, I'm a huge fan of that logo.
Yeah, this is a hit for me. I think I've given three top fives. I want to make sure I don't give too many. Yeah. This is a fourth top
five
for me.
You have 15 top fives, don't you?
Yeah. I like this. I think I love that logo.
Yep.
The Florida Panthers throwback classic logo. I think that's such a sick logo. Yep. And then I like it on the Navy actually better than – this is another one that I like better, I think, than the inspiration. I think the color schemes work a little bit better with the way it's blocked out. Yeah, it's a big hit.
Big hit. And another big hit. We're rolling right along. LA Kings, I think, is a huge hit. Like you said, Kenneth, tying back to potentially another franchise, although the Kings did have purple and gold in their scheme back in their history – it looks a lot like an LA Lakers jersey, Kenneth.
Yeah, it does, and I think this is going to round out my top five with the LA
Kings
one.
There you go.
One.
Okay, I like that.
It's a big hit. I think it looks. Those colors are so recognizable as LA, and then you have the Kings, the throwback Kings look and logo. I think that's going to look so good on the ice, and it's. I mean, tell me something more LA than purple and gold.
East Carolina University. But other than that, in another Pacific Division just out of the park, Kenneth. Meanwhile, Minnesota Wild, going back to Minnesota North Stars. My apologies. But that the primary Wild logo, but now you've got a green and gold twist to it on a white jersey. I think, and I know Stars fans may be upset about this, I think it's a hit.
Yeah, I think it's a hit, and we kind of dogged them a little bit when we were first talking about this. But I think it's a unique twist because you look at a lot of the teams they went with. They went with adopting, you know, if they went back to another franchise right. or another team, you know, pre-relocation, they took the logo and changed the color. Minnesota did differently. They took the color, kept the logo. I think it actually looks really pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that one's going to look really good on the ice, yeah. and I'm sure there's some Stars fans out there that might be going, maybe we should have just taken back the North Stars color scheme so we could have not had skating marshmallows.
But, yes.
Yeah, it's a hit. It's a hit.
Yep. Oh, yep. And then we have obviously rolling on. I think this one personally, Kenneth, the Montreal Canadiens, sneaky. I think it's in my top seven. It's another one of those original sixes that I think it would be hard to miss on, but flipping the red with navy, I think it's a big hit.
I think it's a small hit, just okay. above an eh. And it's hard. It's hard for some of these teams because they don't really have
They've
that much to change.
They've never changed their logo.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So I think it's, I grade it, I give it a hit because it's a good looking sweater.
Yeah,
and that's exactly. why it's going to be a hit just because it looks good. They didn't screw it up. So, you know, that's about as big
well,
a hit as
nice.
You can have.
That's always a nice compliment to get. Moving on to the Nashville Predators, Kenneth, another Central Division team. I'm going to go with eh. You know, it's a primary gold again. They've got white sleeves now, or kind of a diamond shape on the white sleeves going down from the shoulders, and the primary logo just a different color of the primary logo. I say eh.
Yeah, it's an eh. It's similar to the Blackhawks and I forgot who the other team I put in this category, Oilers. Yep. And while I know they didn't have this exact jersey, they've had similar looks. With the yellow top and
right.
you know, I just it's kind of it's like the Stars. It's a little underwhelming. I thought they could have done something really cool, especially with that color scheme, and I think they just kind of missed the mark a little bit.
Absolutely. Moving on to the New Jersey Devils, Kenneth, huge hit over here because it reminds me of Christmas morning. But I don't know about you. It's primary green with red. I think it's a big hit to me.
Yeah, I think it's a hit. It's probably a top 10 for me.
Yep.
You know, I think you look at it and you, the colors work, right?
Right.
And it's a hit because they kept it simple and those colors, because the colors already worked together. It turned out well.
Right. And then you've got the New York Islanders who I saw a tweet.
They may be last. The second
they
to
might
last.
Be because
I think they're second
I,
to last.
I saw somebody tweet out, the Islanders are that student that forgot the deadline for an assignment and turned it in like at the last moment, just with a different color on it, a darker shade of blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. It.
Yeah. It's.
Eh.
They
no,
could have done
I'm
something.
Say a
they
miss.
Could have really.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a miss. They could have done something cool.
It just looks like just, it yeah. looks like their regular jersey, just a darker shade of blue. And I know a lot of people wanted the fisherman logo. I think that would have looked awesome, but you can't always get to what you want. Moving on to the other New York team, Kenneth, the Rangers. I'm going to say miss.
I'm going to say eh. I like the concept. I really like
love
that logo,
the Lady Liberty
I
logo. Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, I like the logo. I think, and I like the predominantly blue. I think they just needed, if they'd have done the shoulders in red or something, I think it'd have looked better. It's a little too much navy up top
yeah,
for me.
Yep.
But I think the start is there. It looks like it almost looked like they didn't finish. They were like, oh crap, we got to turn this in tomorrow.
Yes.
Like this is what we've got.
Yeah. Just a lot of navy for me.
I'm going to go eh for
okay.
me.
Okay. Ottawa Senators. I think hit, Kenneth. It's simple. But it's got the old logo. It's red and black, or primary red with some black striping. I'm going to say hit. I like it.
I'm going to say eh, and I think if they'd have done black up around the shoulders instead of maybe a black collar, done black shoulders,
right.
It would have just given a little bit more, you know, a little bit more contrast. I think the start is there. I think it's just lacking a little something.
Yep. Okay, Philadelphia Flyers. I've always loved their color scheme and loved their logo. I'm going to say hit because I don't think you could really miss that.
I'm going to say hit too, and I think this is what a lot of teams should have tried to do,
right.
was incorporate a little bit more color up around the shoulders.
Yep.
I just talked about a couple teams. I think the fact that they went with the black around the shoulders and down to the elbows and then the black at the bottom, I think it looks really good. Yeah, this is a hit for
me. Yeah, Pittsburgh Penguins, Kenneth, hit. Another one of those
yeah.
old, not original six, but you know, early 60s teams that has an iconic jersey and they just flipped the main color to white. I think it's a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit for me.
Yeah, San Jose Sharks. I'm going to say eh. I'm going to say I don't really know if I like the gray. I like the old logo. I like the teal. But what are your thoughts?
So I have some detailed.
Oh, let's hear it. I love
way
this.
Past time, so who cares anymore?
Who cares?
I think it's an eh. It could have been a hit in my mind if they had gotten rid of the teal at the bottom of the sleeves and the bottom of the jersey, made that black, made the collar black, and then added a little bit more teal to the logo and just had the teal only be the C and then what pops out of the logo. It would have been a hit for me then because it would have been very Sharks, but very different.
Right.
This looks like this looks like a practice jersey almost.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Or maybe something.
Or if you were to go like Walmart, like they used to sell their Rangers jerseys,
yep.
but it was like some variation.
Right.
That's what this looks like to me. Another store that didn't have the licensing to do the actual jersey. So they did a little
close.
Variation
yep.
and that's what you
I
got.
Like that. I like that comparison. And by the way, mentioning that we're over time, if you're still here and you're still listening to us, props to you. Props to you, y'all. I mean, like claps for y'all on this Monday. But we got a few more to get to. Kenneth, St. Louis Blues. This one was an interesting one because they went back to the 90s where they had the primary blue with red. We haven't seen red in their color scheme for most of their jerseys over the last 25 years or over the last 20 years or so. But this one is 85% red.
Yeah, I'm going to go hit.
Okay.
And I get why people say it's too much red, especially for a team called the Blues. But I think kind of like the Stars, they embraced the reverse retro, right? They
right.
brought back a retro jersey,
yep.
and then they reversed the colors and the blue became mainly red.
Yeah,
and then exactly. And so I think it's a hit, you know, bottom tier hit. But I think I like it personally.
I'm gonna say but I'm not. I'm just kind of indifferent. Like I'm excited to see.
Yep.
I'm interested to see what it looks like on the ice. You know, when you think of the St. Louis Blues, you don't necessarily think of red, but I think there's room for serious raising the bar, like raising expectations when it first hits the ice. Tampa Bay Lightning, I'm going to go hit, Kenneth. Like you said, it's a lot like that reverse retro. They went back to when they won the cup in 2004, I believe. Yes, 2004, when they won the cup with that black jersey, but now it's blue and white instead of black and gray. I think it's a hit, especially with the old logo.
I'm going to go, it's a fringe and a hit.
Okay.
It doesn't look bad.
Yep.
It doesn't. It looks fine. It just doesn't. It doesn't really do anything. It doesn't evoke much of a reaction out of me, frankly.
Right. Toronto Maple Leafs, and you know, we talked about original sixes. I feel like it might be hard to miss, but I'm going to go miss on this just because I don't really know what they were doing.
Yeah, I don't know either. And it was a throwback, but they didn't really throw it back.
Yeah.
And they didn't really reverse anything.
They combined the 70 jersey with the 67 logo and made it silver, the secondary color silver instead of white. There's a lot of different aspects coming into this jersey, Canada. I think it just, to me, it doesn't really look messy. It just looks a little out of sorts.
Yeah.
Moving on, we got three more, Kenneth, or four more here. Vancouver Canucks, I'm going to say eh. Just, I know what they were going for with the 2001 and 2006. It's not that I don't like it. The gradient is interesting, how you transition from green to navy as you go up the jersey, and then you have the green sleeves. But I'm going to say eh.
I'm going to say hit,
okay.
And this is near the top five for me, probably top seven or eight. It's very much a retro looking jersey, but that's the whole point, right? And
right.
I think the color scheme actually looks better than the inspiration, which came from the early 2000s, with the green and navy. I like this. I think this should be I think they should keep this in the rotation for a while. At least something similar, even if you got rid of the gradient and you went full navy or full green on the torso. I think you should keep this kind of style around. I like it.
Right. Moving on to Vegas. Kenneth, thoughts?
Miss.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you got somebody who didn't know hockey and didn't really know the teams and you just gave them a list of names and told them to match to a jersey, they would probably go Sabres, because nothing about this makes me go, oh, Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
personally, I don't like it. I'm not a huge fan of it. I'm going to say miss, but it is better than their golds. So
yes, there you go. Little victories here. Well, it is their, it's their secondary logo on the chest with the star and the two swords. I do know, I've heard, Ken, that their prime, I'm pretty sure their primary, I could have sworn that this primary logo is on the shoulder. I could have sworn it was. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Maybe that was just a mock. No, it is. It is. The primary one's on the shoulder, the helmet. But still, I'm going to probably say miss. It's a fringe, eh. They tried to go with the Las Vegas Thunder design a little bit, but overall, I just, meh, for me. But two more, Kenneth. Washington Capitals, what do we think?
This is a hit for me. This is top 10. I love this. I think this is such a, and with the updated colors, this is such a 90s USA. Yep. You've seen sweaters, like not like hockey sweaters, like sweaters that look just like this. Your mom took a picture wearing one in the 90s. Yep. This is phenomenal. I love this.
It screams America. It's got the eagle.
I love this.
The old eagle logo for the Capitals with the five stars in the wings. You got the Capitals running across the bottom. I think it's just a sick jersey. And Kenneth, if you even look at the sleeve stripe matches perfectly with the bottom of the jersey. The stripe on the bottom of the jersey. It just like looks like it's one synonymous stripe. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so definitely a big hit for the Washington Capitals. And we finally have the last, but maybe least, Kenneth. Maybe least.
Save the worst.
Yeah,
for
it
last.
Might be least, and maybe that's just because they were alphabetical. But the Winnipeg Jets. You know, the logo is interesting. I think it's kind of cool. The sleeves are kind of cool, but the primary color. Who said that dark gray was a good idea? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you're reversing back, and the inspiration is that predominantly white. You know, so you could have gone navy. You could have gone with the lighter blue. Yep.
And they had red in there too. You could have had red as the sleeves and navy as the jersey.
And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on not bringing the red in, because it's kind of like the Stars, right? They didn't want to bring in a retro color. They did it with their current color scheme. But I just – the gray with the Nate is just like – it looks like if you were playing NHL 20 or 21
you were
creating an alternate jersey for Winnipeg with the templates they had, that's what you would create, and you'd be proud of it. The problem is, I'm not sure as a jersey designer professional, you should be proud of that.
I could not agree more. And you know what? That's as a result, I think I wasn't counting, Kenneth, but I think the majority of my opinion was a hit on throughout the 31. I think the majority was a hit, then had a couple ands, a couple misses. But overall, I think this was unique and cool for the NHL and Adidas to, you know, partner up and do 2 years in the making. And I think it should have some long-lasting positive ramifications for every team in the league going forward.
Yeah, I think as a whole, this is this was a hit, because I think there's only a couple of teams that I thought just really missed the mark and just don't look good. You know, Winnipeg's probably the worst. The Islanders, just because they didn't do anything. But as a whole, I think most teams either got something that looks good or something that looks unique.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. And so, you know, I'm excited to see some of these on the ice. And, I think the Stars matching up against the Predators or matching against the Blues, I think that would be like a really unique, unique looking matchup.
A clash like no other.
Stars Blues would be, because those are the two teams that I think embraced the reverse retro better than maybe anybody else, because they truly just brought back the old jerseys and reversed
the color.
So yeah, I think the Stars Blues would look really kind of cool on the ice.
I couldn't agree.
And you would have no idea what the teams were when they were playing. You'd have no idea
exactly
if you didn't know who it was. You would have.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that uniqueness. Yes, uniqueness. But other than that, Kenneth, I think a really fun time for the NHL, fun time for fans. We'll see if they have any additional merchandise coming out for every team in the league with these new color schemes and new designs. But other than that, I think a really fun day for the NHL, and it should create some really fun matchups and some really fun clashes in the coming seasons as the teams start to don these and rock these throughout the year. So other than that, I can't wait to see them in NHL 21 when I start playing again, Kenneth. It should be lots of fun. But other than that, it was a fun day, Kenneth, and I think that's about all we've got for this Monday episode. Yeah, 48 or so minutes later here. I don't know how long it's been since we went this far over time, Kenneth, but it's
I don't know that
we may not have gone this far, but we blame the NHL for giving us 31 jerseys to talk about at the same time. But other than that, just wanted to reiterate just how thankful, you know, Thanksgiving's around the corner. Just want to reiterate how thankful Kenneth and I are for all of you, our listeners, that are continuing to follow us, continuing to listen, subscribe, you know, leave positive comments, leave positive feedback, and continuing to promote us around the Dallas Stars community. It really means the world. We got an exciting week ahead. We're going to talk about the NHL's potential plans to resume the season on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we have a special guest coming on the show. Yes, Jeff Totes, senior producer from the Dallas Stars, will be on the show to talk about the We're Not Going Home documentary. All that went into making it, producing it, editing it, shooting it. We can't wait to dig in with lots of good questions for him. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on how the doc turned out. And we'll be there for it on Friday. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, stay positive. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.